interesting change of pace.
Long before science observed the recirculation of the Earth's waters, the Bible described it in astonishing detail. Ecclesiastes 1:7 says, "Rivers run into the sea, but the sea is never full. Then the water returns again to the rivers and flows out again to the sea."
Wow!
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You want science? We got you science here. It's Witness Wednesday. This is Wretched Radio at Georgia Tech. We are going to try now a scientific experiment. That's right. We are doing a lab test. Just had an encounter. It wasn't a witness encounter. It was just an encounter with a non-Hindu atheist, I guess that's what he would have been, from India, who believed in evolution, this preposterous, ridiculous notion that there's a one in a gazillion, gugillion, tremillion chances that somehow from a rock life could evolve. And then they just think, oh, that was it, just this one little amoeba and now all this. Don't they realize that all those random mutations, which are always negative, even so, all those random mutations, it had to happen constantly. It just constantly. It's not just the tree trunk and then it branched out. It had to happen all the way up. The odds are, there's not enough time to allow for that type of chance. Besides, time doesn't increase probability. When you flip a coin, it's 50-50. So now I flipped the coin once and I got heads. Do you know what the odds are of getting heads the next time? 50-50, because time does not increase probability. So to enter into a debate on the issue, usually worthless. Now this is going to be a little bit tricky, but I'm going to try to get right to the heart of the issue and talk about Easter and see if it goes better. But I'm stacking the deck against myself because the guy that's walking toward me kind of looks like King Tut. He's got a towel on his head. Gentlemen,
hello.
You look interesting. Can I talk to you on the radio while you're walking to wherever you're going?
Sure, man. What's up?
Dude, why do you have a towel? That's your t-shirt on your head.
Why don't I have a towel on my head?
Because most people don't. It doesn't look like it's the norm.
It's not the norm, but I just got done with finals.
And you're a happy man.
I am a happy man.
How'd you do?
I did great.
Good for you. What are you graduating? Are you all done?
I am graduating.
Rock on. Do you have a job?
I got one lined up. Got an interview coming up. Hopefully it goes well.
Good on you.
Yeah.
And you want to be what?
I want to be a civil engineer.
A civil engineer, which means you're very polite when it comes to designing things.
Oh, yes.
Something like that. All right. Here's my one question. I'm asking the same question.
Okay.
You ready for this? Are you sure?
Maybe.
You might not be.
Okay.
I'm just guessing.
Okay.
Do you believe in Easter?
I mean, I appreciate the holiday, but I'm not really a religious person, if that's what you're asking.
Okay. Why not?
Why not? Oh, my God. Because people feel like they have to believe in something. And logistically, it's not there.
Okay. What is Easter?
What is Easter? Easter is supposed to be Jesus' resurrection. But mm-hmm. The way I look at it, it's just a time to get to, you know, together with some family, eat some good food, and go Easter egg hunting.
Ham, Easter chocolate bunnies.
Yeah.
What was the story that you just shared? Jesus rising from the dead?
That's what they tell me.
What was the point?
I don't know.
All right, who did they tell you Jesus is?
Dude, you're talking about a made-up person, man. Why not ask them why Santa Claus is the way he is, man?
Well, we can do that next.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
So, who do you think Jesus at least claimed to be?
I guess he claimed to be the prophet.
Actually, you had the answer right there. God. He's God.
I guess he's God. Yeah.
Well, that's what he said, right?
Yeah.
And there was the reason for dying on a cross.
There was no reason. Nah, there's no reason. Died for our sins. That's man.
Yeah. Because
why? If it happened, the dude got mutilated, and I feel bad for him.
Now, do you think you're a sinner?
Yes, I'm a sinner. Definitely.
You are.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Every day.
So, if you were judged by God as a sinner.
Yes.
What would happen to you, dude?
I guess I'd go to hell.
But you don't seem concerned.
I'm not concerned at all because it's made up.
Well, why don't you listen to your conscience, that little thing that tells you
I do listen to my conscience.
Good.
Oh, my God. You're about to test me, man. I'm a good person at
don't
heart.
Don't get mad at me.
I'm not getting mad, but don't ask me questions, dude.
Okay. Like what?
Like a God and all that. You got to understand, it's a false thing, man. And if you don't have the smarts to, like, realize that, I feel bad for you.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
One more.
You seem to be getting kind of mad or upset.
All right. All right.
No, if I'm being a jerk, you can tell me, and then I'll change my tune.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm just asking you some questions. Why are you getting kind of exercised?
Because that's how I do, man.
All right. Hey, all right. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, man.
All right. See you, dude.
Have a good
goodbye.
Day.
Well, that was fun. It was better than talking about evolution, though, wouldn't you agree? Here's a question for you. when Jesus said to not throw pearls before swine, I believe Matthew Henry is the most concise. I believe it was Matthew Henry. One of those guys said, this is the type of person who gets angry, who could hurt you. There's dogs and pigs. They kind of bore down into the concept of what is a dog and a pig, which is what Jesus uses in the text. That if you witness to somebody, if you share gospel things with them, and they act like a dog or a pig, we think of pigs as being these little porkers that we get sausages from, but they were nasty animals. If you've ever seen a wild boar, that type of pig. If you're dealing with that kind of person, don't throw pearls before swine for two reasons. Number one, they could hurt you, and you don't have to submit yourself to that. Second, they simply mock precious things. And to allow the gospel, our Savior's work, to be mocked is not the right thing to do. So, was I dealing with a pig or a swine or a dog? Methinks. All right. There's a, don't dial that. I want to talk to you on the radio while you're walking. Is that okay, dude?
I'm sorry.
What?
I have to go.
I'll go with you.
All right.
Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. I'm asking one question. The last guy got kind of mad at me, so I'll understand if you get torqued at me, all right?
Okay.
Here's the question.
What if I take a sock at you?
Don't do that.
Come on.
What do you mean, come
take
on?
Take one for the team.
All right. I'll give it a go.
All right.
Here we go. How strong are you? What do you bench?
Not much, like 140, 150.
Okay, I'm up for this. All right. Dude, do you believe in Easter?
No.
Why not? You're Jewish. That would explain it right there, wouldn't it?
I know. I'm sorry.
That's it. What are you apologizing for?
My Jewishness.
Why? I love Jewish people. I think you're smarter than Gentiles. I do, and I'm not flattering you. I think that as a people, Jews are God's chosen people. And part of that is you're just smart, and I really appreciate that.
Experience has shown me otherwise, but
well, maybe.
You're entitled to your opinions.
You probably spent more time around you, but really when you look at things like success in business, management, boy, I got to tell you, you got something going on, dude. But you don't think so, huh?
Not really.
Right. Are you a practicing Jew?
Yes, I am.
Cool. How do you practice? What do you do?
I keep kosher.
Serious?
I know.
You do not.
Pretty hardcore.
You do not. Maybe that's why you can only bench 140. I'm kidding you. Don't hit me.
It's a good reason.
Okay, so you don't eat anything that is on the list.
On that, you know.
How many kosher laws are there?
Too many.
A lot.
Yeah.
And why do you follow those laws? What's the point?
Tradition.
Well, a lot of work for a tradition. Is there a spiritual reason?
No. No.
Is it to be pleasing to God?
No.
Gotta help me out then. Why would you deny yourself a lot of good eats? Have you ever had bacon?
No, I haven't.
It's real good.
I know.
Why would you deny it? Now, isn't the idea to keep the laws for righteousness' sake?
That's the idea, but I've taken ideas and, you know, kept what I think is reasonable.
Okay. You kind of old country buffeted it. You picked what you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay. I would suggest to you the laws were for something else.
There are other reasons for it, but I don't agree with those reasons.
See, I think it's the opposite of to be righteous. I think the laws were designed to show us that we're not righteous, we can't keep them, we're not good, and we need a Messiah, otherwise we're in big trouble. That's what I think the purpose of those laws was.
You see, honestly, I think the true reason for those laws is to separate Jews from the general public. Mm-hmm. I think that
I do too.
Separation.
No, I do too. That would be your Exodus 19, but in a good way, so that if you keep all those laws, the world would look at the Jewish people being blessed by God, and they'd say, who's your God? I want to know who that is.
I guess.
Yeah. Have you kept all the laws?
No.
Huh. Have you told lies? Have you kept the laws of Moses? Have you broken them by lying, for instance?
Sure.
Have you ever taken God's name in vain?
Of course.
Hmm. Have you ever been sexually impure? You don't even have to answer if you don't want to.
Of course.
All right. So you haven't kept God's laws.
No.
What will God do with you if you've fallen short of keeping his standard? You die. What's God going to do?
You see, the way I like to think of it is, you know, we don't believe in hell. So we don't have really the same kind of, you know, laws that most people do. So I don't think anything bad is going to happen to me. I'm probably not going to be, you know...
So there's not going to be any justice in God's courtroom?
Justice.
Do you think God's going to let the rapists and the murderers just get away scot-free?
Honestly, yes.
But that's not just. That's not righteous.
Yeah,
and righteousness and justice.
The world isn't fair. Why would God be fair?
Because he's fair, and that's how we know that it's not fair. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a clue. We wouldn't have an objective standard to know what it is.
That's semantics.
Okay. I think it's logical. But righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He likes justice. He likes righteousness.
So says a book.
The Bible, right. The
written
one that you're getting your
people.
Laws from. Yeah.
I know that I'm getting my laws from a book, but the book has been kept for generations. That's what makes it sacred, not its origins.
So what I believe about it makes it sacred, not what it actually is.
Exactly.
That sounds a little pagan to me.
Almost.
No, that doesn't sound like it's holy because
it's
that's what it is.
It's not pagan because, in the sense that it's called Judaism. I mean, it's not... It doesn't matter really what the label is or what it means. It just is.
Okay. Now, why have you, personally, not because that's your culture.
Mm-hmm.
I know the idea of Jesus and Messiah is almost as bad as eating non-kosher. It's like a very bad thing.
Not to me.
It's not.
No. I respect Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think he was?
I think he was a wise man.
You know that he claimed to be the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
So was this wise man a liar?
He could be.
But he's still wise.
Yeah. A thinker.
A thinker. Okay. Passover. Mm-hmm. What was it? What happened on Passover? Do you still celebrate Passover?
I do.
Yom Kippur? Okay. What happened? What was sacrificed for what reason on those holidays? An unblemished lamb
mm-hmm.
for the covering, katar, the covering of sins, right? So when you're celebrating Passover, you're reminded when the death angel passed over the children of Israel because a lamb that had come to live with his people, unblemished, was sacrificed, blood on the doorpost, and the death angel was passed over because of the covering of the blood of the lamb.
Correct.
Isaiah 53 describes mm-hmm. the Messiah as the innocent lamb who would brutally be beaten and killed, not for the covering, but for the forgiveness of sins.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lamb can't take away sins.
Right.
Only a God-man could take away sins because you need a representative, because you're a man,
mm-hmm.
and God's wrath needs to be satisfied. So a God-man, Jesus, was that unblemished lamb who died for the forgiveness of sins.
Okay.
That's what he claimed. You reject that, though, I'm guessing.
I don't reject it or accept it. I don't know.
Well, to not accept it is to reject it. So, for instance, what I'm basically just said to you, Jesus could forgive all of your sins if you put your trust in him. So if you don't do that, then you're rejecting it, even if it's kind of a...
Oh, okay, I see that.
Kind of an attitude.
It's like the opt-out kind of...
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why would you want to opt out on that?
Because I like to think of the concept of our actions in a way that I can't deny myself the responsibility that I feel like everybody has towards their actions. I don't think that anyone can die for my sins and take them away, take any action, any meaning of the action away. I've done things knowingly that I know are wrong, and I take responsibility for them. And if that means whatever, when I die, I'm willing to face those consequences.
But the consequences are going to be horrific because it's
horrific.
A sin against God.
In some people's opinions, but you agree that someone who is a nihilist or someone who doesn't believe in anything would believe that nothing is going to happen to me when I die.
But the question is, who is right? Because it doesn't matter what I believe. The question is,
what is right is
what
only
is
what
truth.
I think is right, because I cannot trust anyone else's opinion except my own.
But that doesn't mean your opinion is right. You're either right or wrong. And same with mine. I'm either right or wrong.
If you think about it in a semi-scientific way, I mean, every option is equally likely because I have no reason to prefer one opinion over the other. But my own opinion...
What are you studying here?
Electrical engineering.
Okay, so when I say 2 plus 2 is 94,
mm-hmm.
it's an option, but it's wrong.
No, it's valid, but
it's
wrong. I don't subscribe to it.
You're not going to hurt me, but it's wrong.
Actually, when you go into abstract
mathematics... Come on, my Jewish friend. Come on, say the word. It feels very liberating.
No,
just say, sir... You're wrong. Go ahead, say it. It feels so good.
Maybe you're wrong.
No, no, no. You are wrong. 2 plus 2 is not 94.
One
you're
times
wrong,
out of a
Goy.
Million, though.
Come on.
You'll be right.
It's always 4. It's always 4.
No.
All right, dude.
Everything is probably...
I got to take a break. I'll keep walking with you, okay?
All right.
Hour 1 of Wretched Radio. You've been listening to an edited version of Wretched Radio. If you'd like to hear the daily 2-hour broadcast and watch Todd sweat as he does the daily radio show and watch Wretched TV plus a bunch of other cool stuff, visit WretchedRadio.com.